Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm like, you guys are my coworkers. The fuck?
They didn't call her a bitch twice. They called her a bitch multiple times. They were so fucking condescending.
All right, fuck these bitches. It's war. It's fucking war. I don't care. Clip all this all you want. Let me tell you motherfuckers one thing.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of The Personality Hires, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. I'm Abby, and I'm joined by Rebecca.
Hi, guys.
And I'm joined by Mikey.
Yep.
Do you want to know who I'm not joined by, though?
Who?
Jackson.
Well, where's he?
He decided that this podcast was optional and decided not to show up today.
I think it's something horribly wrong has happened.
We should send him to the principal's office, I think.
What if he's dead?
He could be. It's possible.
What
it's
if
entirely
he jumped?
Possible, or he's maybe sleeping on the job, question mark?
Oh, good point. I believe this man will join at some point in this podcast. Should we act like his microphone's broken and like just keep on talking over him?
I think we should like emotionally terrorize him and gaslight him into thinking that we literally cannot see or hear him. Like if he joins the stream, then yeah, we pretend that he doesn't even exist. And in time, it will destroy his psyche.
It'll be so distracting if he keeps talking over us and we're trying to do a podcast. Whereas if Katie can like literally shut his microphone off, then it's fine.
Well, we got to leave it on for when he's crashing out. But I think you have to acknowledge him arriving first. Then he knows, okay, this is okay. I don't need to leave right now. But then like after the introduction, boom, he's gone. How about that?
No.
Now we immediately are like, wait. Who is that? Oh, should we pretend like we don't know who he is?
Okay, maybe instead of acting like we don't know who he is, what if we just treat him as if he's a completely different person? Be like, oh my God, like Cosmo, we were so excited that you're joining the podcast. Katie has told us so much about you.
I think the most subtle route to take is just call him Cosmo. Treat him completely normal. Act like everything's normal. Just call him Cosmo and see if he can catch on at some point. I think that's the play here.
Cosmo, thank you for joining us. Finally, we can get the podcast started. All right, what's been happening in your life, Cos?
We have to make up like a total crazy backstory for him. Like Cosmo is not a Korean man named Jackson who worked on the Burt Show with us. Cosmo is maybe like a pansexual.
Yeah, I think he's flamboyant for sure.
He is Greek, and we met him on one of the trips that Abby goes on, and we brought him back because he was so entertaining that we thought he would be a perfect guest on our podcast.
That's exactly what we should do. His name is Cosmo. He's Greek. We met him on that Jeep tour that we went on back in September.
He drove our Jeep.
Fantastic. I think this is a good plan.
All right, love this. And break. All right, Rebecca, you have a quick birthday question?
I have a birthday question, and it's because I feel like I have to whisper. I have to be kind of quiet because Kyle is in the other room, and it's his birthday in 1 week, and I've gotten him nothing.
You always do the same thing to him whenever you're giving gifts.
I buy him something to wear because I want to style him like my little Ken doll.
Anything that you want him to be is what you get him.
So I'm like slowly manipulating him into becoming my perfect man through gifts.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Specifically, what are you trying to change about Kyle through gifts?
I am not trying to change him. That is not true. This is Mikey's bunk theory. It's not true.
It's not bunk.
It's bunk. I have been giving him gifts like I've given him clothes for like Christmas because he needed a nice jacket and he had pointed one out and I got him a jacket. I got him some sunglasses because he has prescription glasses and he had for a very long time, ever since I knew him, whenever he needed to wear sunglasses, he took a pair of Burt Show merch sunglasses and put them over his own glasses. And that was his sunglasses when he's driving in the car. And I couldn't have that anymore. That was unacceptable.
I got him a fur coat. I got him a gold cane. I got him a purple hat. Is that too big a deal?
He's my pimp now. No, I've got him some clothes, but otherwise I've gotten him like for Christmas, I got him video games, or for Valentine's Day, I got him a video game that I wanted us both to play. So I guess that is also something that I wanted for us
to do.
Boo
Boo the video game. It's like, yeah, come on, Rebecca. You got to hide it better.
Here's my issue. For his birthday, which is this Monday, which coincidentally is the day after our first date. It's been a year since we had our first date because on our first date, he didn't tell me that his birthday was the next day.
Wait, and so the next day?
Yes, like our very first date, his birthday was the next day, and I didn't realize it until I went back on Hinge, I think, to show someone a photo of him, and suddenly it said it was 31, and I was like, wait, what the fuck? I've been telling him people that he's not that fucking old. So it will have been a year, and I want to get him something cute and special because it's his first birthday, but the problem is I haven't gotten him anything, and it's a week away, and I have an idea, but I want to know if you guys think it's really crass and not cute because it's not a cute idea. I love giving gifts and it really pains me to give him something that I think he'd like but comes off as really gauche to me. So I'm going to tell you what it is.
What is gauche?
Like tacky.
Okay.
Not cute. Anyway,
dollar store.
Here's what the tea is. So for Christmas, like for New Year's, I bought him a 3-month anniversary. No, sorry. A 3-month. I've got the brain on the anniversary now, don't you? I got him a 3-month. God, I feel like I have to be quiet. I really don't want him to hear me, but I got him a 3-month subscription to AMC A-List, which is the movie subscription to all AMC theaters where you can see up to 4 movies a week and it pays for itself in 2 movies. And it's been incredible because now we love going to see movies. We see movies all the time together. We go see like double features on like a Sunday and it's like been so nice and he's loved it every time. So I was like, okay, hell yeah. Obviously this has been a probationary period to see if he liked it and he did. So for his birthday, I'm going to get him a full year of AMC A-List and then we'll just always have something fun to do together. But here's the problem. Here's the real problem. AMC, capitalist evil overlords, they will not let you. I literally read the fine print like a week ago. They will not let you do what I did for him, which is buy like a 3-month whatever subscription. Once you buy that 3-month subscription, the person who does that gets the subscription has to put in their credit card and you can't cancel it like and renew and be gifted like a new one once you've already gotten a subscription. So I can't gift him a year subscription to AMC A-List because I've already gifted him the 3-month, which ends on April 1st, which is perfect timing because his birthday is March 30th. Is this really confusing?
I don't understand. Is it the 3-month ends and then it's going to continue charging your card?
The 3-month will end and it will continue to charge his card because he had to put a credit card in to accept the 3-month subscription.
Easy fix. I got it for you already.
What?
Call his credit card company. Say you were the one that stole his credit card and it's going to be in their best interest to cancel that now. Call AMC, replace that credit card with yours. Boom.
I'm going to call Nicole Kidman at her house and I'm going to do a bomb threat.
And make sure you're allowed to say that.
That Kyle. Just kidding. I love you, Nicole. Every time I see her ad in AMC, which is every time, I get up and I salute. So I am an A-lister. Problem condensed is that I cannot gift him a year because I've already gifted him 3 months and the capitalist overlords say you can't do that. So I had a workaround. But I feel like it's so crass. And that is, I go to Target like today. I buy a Visa gift card with the amount of money that it takes to have a year on your, for a subscription. I hand it to him and I say, okay, take your credit card off the AMC subscription and use this one. There's a free year of AMC A-List.
That's a way better plan than what I was going to say because I had my hand raised and I was like, well, why don't you just Venmo him $25 for the rest of the subscription?
No.
You sell him.
That's the problem. It's not cute. Handing someone a fucking Visa gift card, it makes me feel like he's a prostitute that I've been paying for like the year of services that he has like granted me. It's not romantic.
It does make the most logical sense. And then I feel as though you're giving him an actual gift, whereas he's probably just going to spend money on these movies anyway because you guys go to the movies all the time.
I know. It's the most practical thing. It makes sense. He will like it. I just hate that I have to, my gift to him is going to be giving him like a prepaid debit card. That is so not romantic and not cute. And it makes me itch inside, which is maybe like an irrational thing.
100%. I'm torn here. I'm going to probably come off pretty bad right now, but there's some holes to poke here. Are you ready for it? Can you take it?
I hope so. I think so.
So, number one, yes, getting a Visa card sucks. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to put in the work to make that not suck. You got to do something creative. You got to get envelope inside of envelope, messages on each, you know, or scribble his favorite lines from movies all over it. Something he can have forever. Pretty good ideas, right? In addition to that, I believe you need something extra along with the movie thing. Even if you were able to get the year-long movie thing, you need something extra because he got that as his last present.
Oh, so you think it being like a repeat present also makes it like kind of lame?
Yeah, it's like socks every year, except it's better. But it's like, I don't know. I that one, I understand, is just some like high maintenance nonsense, but something to watch out for. And I'm sure Kyle's one of these. He doesn't give a shit about what's going on. He's going to be happy with his little movie thing. But my two advices are, put a little bit of effort and put a little bit of spice on top. A little bit of spice.
Judge up.
Here's an idea.
Cash.
Here's a way to add a little bit of spice and intrigue in a way that's going to make you feel like the sex worker and not him.
Oh, good.
On your way home from getting the Visa gift card from Target or Walgreens or CVS or whichever big convenience store you're choosing that you choose to purchase it from.
Yes.
You stop at the Perimeter Mall.
I know where this is going.
You park in front of the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh no.
Okay.
You go inside the mall. You take a sharp right.
Uh-huh.
There, you're going to see Victoria's Secret.
That's where I thought it was going.
You pick out the spiciest lingerie you can find. And when you give him his birthday gift, you hand him the Visa gift card wearing said lingerie, and he's so distracted by your bubbies that he doesn't even think that you're giving him some gauche gift.
Do they have Kyle's size at Victoria's Secret?
Shut the fuck up. Probably. It's very inclusive now. No, I say your present is somewhere in a crevice.
That's what I was thinking too.
You gotta find it.
It's like in your garter, and you make him like go up and do it like one of the garter tosses at weddings.
Wow, that's very innocent. Not what I was thinking at all.
You thought you were going to put it in your labia?
All right. I said do arts and crafts. That other stuff, I don't want to hear about any of that.
This is arts and crafts.
Honestly, kind of. Okay. So
arts and crease.
So your idea is to hand him money while I'm in lingerie.
Yes. You flip the script. It's empowering. Ooh. Sexually forward.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're listening at home and you're like, wow, there's some drama going down in my office and I need someone to give me some advice on it, that's where you contact us, your Inhumane Resources. All you have to do is send us a DM on Instagram at Personality Hires Podcast, or you can email us on Gmail at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com and tell us what's going down. Give us the tea.
I think I've been getting a lot better at reading out loud. I think last time, very few mistakes, so I don't want to jinx myself, but here we go. Hey, Personality Hires. So I go to therapy, as many people do these days, and I've been with my therapist for about 3.5 years now. She's great and never had issues. Well, I hadn't messaged her. Wait, how do you say that? Messaged. Why'd I throw an N in there?
Messaged. Messaged.
Well, I hadn't messaged her in a few weeks because I was busy. Bad therapy patient. And she also mentioned to me that she may not be available due to some personal stuff. I messaged her a few weeks ago asking to set up an appointment and thought it was weird she didn't reply at all. And it had been a couple weeks since I sent the message. I'm nosy, so I Googled her name, would never be my first move. Yeah. Obviously, and found out that she had been arrested.
Uh-oh.
Jail. I was shocked. Mostly because I was just expecting for a family member obituary or something to pop up. All right. Not her arrest news article. I mean, not every arrest makes the news, does it?
I mean, that tells me that something very bad went down.
Yeah. Still haven't heard from her. All I know is that police say she was drunk and instigated the fight. Ooh, cool therapist. Oh. Pretty cool therapist, if you ask me.
Very.
My question for y'all is, does this make her credibility better? Honestly, I kind of like knowing that my therapist is going through some shit, and it almost makes me trust her advice more. In my head, too, I don't believe she instigated it. You have none of the information. We start there. She's arrested. It truly seems like the way they were fighting, that it was self-defense. That being said, though, would you also continue to search for more information about this? It's not our job. You bring us the problem. The nosy side of me wants to, but now I also kind of wish I hadn't seen her all vulnerable looking in her mugshot, and I feel a little weird.
Yeah, that's
I think if it turns out she really did instigate for no reason, too, it would be a lot harder for me to ever go back to seeing her as my therapist. I mean, she took the words out of my mouth. Cool therapist.
I think maybe you should ask your therapist how you should handle the situation.
How does this make you feel?
Yeah, I'm like, how do I handle this? What's the best route for communication? What would you do in my situation?
Yeah, I'm thinking flip the script. Here's what needs to happen. The therapist does not want to lose a customer, but you feel weird going back to her. So what's going to happen here is if you do 1 hour sessions, we're flipping the script. The therapist is going to pay you for 1 hour of your time, and she's going to explain everything that went down, and you can help her, you cannot help her, but she owes it to you to give you all that information, and then maybe things can go back to normal.
So the therapist pays the client for one session to pitch themselves to be their therapist again, is your idea?
Well, to kind of explain the situation and get rid of the negative feelings. And if the negative feelings don't go away, and she's no longer a client, she says, no, I don't want to do this anymore, the therapist does not have to pay for the session. That seems
interesting. Fun. Okay, interesting. This would absolutely break my confidence in this person as a therapist. There's no way I would ever, first of all, like Mikey said, my first thought would never be Google my therapist and see what's up. Like, as if you had some sort of inkling that she was going to be on the news.
Good point.
That's kind of a red flag there. You knew something was going down if you Googled her. You knew something weird was up with her. But no, it's like your therapist is kind of like your professional mommy. And when you are growing up, your mommy has to be right. Like, mom doesn't make mistakes. Mom is right. Mom knows everything. The second that they don't, it kind of like breaks your worldview. And you're like, well, what is right? So if my therapist was arrested for drunkenly fighting someone, that's my job. Okay. That's what I go to therapy for. And that's what you help me work through. We can't work together if we're both biting people while we're drunk.
Rebecca, that analogy makes me think you need therapy. You just said that your therapist has to be your mommy. What are you talking about?
Therapist is mommy. Psychiatrist is daddy. Daddy psychiatrist. Mommy therapist.
Who's MRI? Grandpa?
Social. MRI?
Like MRI?
The MRI is your weird uncle. No, it's I would not be comfortable going back to a therapist who clearly has her own issues. I guess you could email them. Or call, I don't know. I would email and be like, hi, I saw this. Can you enlighten me on exactly what went down? I guess that's like something you could possibly do, but I would be out shopping for a new therapist ASAP.
I guess it depends. What are you in therapy for? Because if this is
fighting drunk,
and that's a no-go. But if she's really good or he's really good at helping you manage, I don't know, your relationship with food. They're isolated incidents where therapists have problems too. So I don't know that you should necessarily drop somebody who's been helping you in a certain area of your life just because they've got some crap to figure out in theirs.
That's true. Honestly, that because like when I think about it, I just am thinking about like a blanket therapist that does like talk therapy and kind of like helps you through your problems, helps you your like day to day. Oh, wait, guys. Cosmo's getting back on. We're calling him Cosmo. Everybody, Cosmo. Yeah, call it Cosmo. Okay.
Rebecca, I'm going to let you lead and then I'm going to kind of bounce off you.
But okay. we don't need to rip on it. Let's not rip on it too much. Just say hello and then let's just move on with the story.
Okay.
And then we'll pepper it in like slightly.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, but good. what I'm thinking here is it's very humanizing to the therapist. Like this is my struggle is I don't understand, are therapists supposed to be humanized or not? Are they supposed to be this like holier than thou figure that you think is right about everything? Probably a little bit, but this is a very humanizing thing. I like that side of it, but is it beneficial? I don't know.
No, in my experience, you are not supposed to have a very personal relationship with your therapist. There always needs to be like a balance, kind of like a facade between you and the therapist. But answer this question. Do they take your insurance? If they do, then keep seeing them. If okay. they don't, then find someone else. That's all you got to do. That's the only answer in this economy. That's all you got to ask yourself, girl.
What if they're one of these cool, like, rogue therapists that's like, whatever, man, forget about that. Like, one of the cool ones. Then it's like, yes, I encourage drunk fighting. Yes, good. Get out there, do that kind of thing, because then you're practicing what you preach. Mm-hmm. If this is one of those, like, we're going to put you on Valoxamine. If it's one of those, leave them.
You mean the psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Therapists can't put you on anything? We're going to put you on an earful for me every week. One of those.
That's prescribing you a yap sesh every week. Yeah, honestly, here's $200.
Like, if it was the therapist that I had, I would absolutely not be okay with that. I'm like, this lady's insane because she acts like some, I don't know, special healer or something. Or like, yeah, well, I know everything. You're making a lot of mistakes. If she's one of those, forget her. I don't support this. If it's a cool person. Oh, yeah, wait. Is this a guy or a girl? A girl, right?
You read it. Did it have pronouns?
I don't listen to myself when I read.
Mikey doesn't absorb pronouns.
Oh. Mikey doesn't respect pronouns. Gender.
Yeah.
It's a her. So I don't know. I kind of am not relying on like the cool rogue therapist anymore. I guess it's still possible.
I feel like most woo-woo therapists are female usually. They're kind of like, they have pink Himalayan salt lamps and like a little tiny water fixture in the corner of their room. I did break up with a therapist once when I was like literally a teenager because I accidentally walked by her while I was on a walk next to my high school and we saw each other and it was really awkward. So I just never went back.
You humanized her.
It was too humanizing. It was too humanizing to see her in the real world. That was enough for me. For me, it's like, it's easy. I'll cut you off quick.
Like, seeing a therapist pick up dog shit, not how I want them to be seen.
You're supposed to help me process my shit, not pick up dog shit.
Thank you, Breach Sister. Where's Cosmo?
Where the hell is Cosmo? Yeah.
Come on, we can only riff for so long here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Abby, I saw something on Instagram today that I'm very curious about. Can you please explain? Can you please enlighten us on what is going on in the Tampa radio world?
A lot of drama, a lot of controversy, and your girl is at the center of all of it. But usual, I did not write myself into this narrative. If you didn't know, I recently moved to Tampa for a new job where I'm a morning show host on Magic 94.9. It's been a lot of fun. I do it with a guy named Scotty, and we also have a podcast called Unfiltered. And we're going through this crazy radio drama in the building where some of my coworkers literally were talking about how much they hate me on their show. So if you're listening to this, this would have all happened last week. So we're recording, you're probably listening to this on Wednesday. We recorded last Monday.
Can we guess what happens? I know what happens, but I want to see what Mikey and Cosmo think.
Do you want me to give context before you start guessing so people understand
give
what we're
tiny,
talking about?
Yes. Give a tiny bit of context.
So on our Instagram last night, we posted this very cryptic tease for something that we talked about today on our podcast. It's a plain screen. It's hot pink because that's our station colors. And in white text, it says, "We've become aware that another Tampa Bay radio station has been discussing Abby on air." That's me. "We'll address their commentary tomorrow on the Unfiltered podcast." And then in the caption, it says, "How do you even respond when your coworkers yell, 'Kill that bitch,' live on air? Comment unfiltered to receive a link to hear our reaction."
What? Yeah. It was confusing at first because I'm like, coworkers, but other radio station. I put it together. You work at a cluster of you work in the same building as a cluster. And
yes.
So there are other radio stations next to you.
Yes.
I'm going to chalk this up to you just walking by at a bad time. Cosmo?
Sorry.
I think I'm still very confused about the context of why... of what's happening here.
So what about me explaining the context was confusing for you?
That I wasn't hearing everything that happened.
Oh, great.
Cosmo, get your shit together.
All right. So I believe this is just a situation where she walked by at a weird time and you got a beautiful tease out of it. Cosdog, what'd you think?
Can someone explain to me where this Cosmo is coming from?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You just joined.
Yes.
Yeah, you're up. It's your turn.
Can you answer my question first?
What are you asking?
Why you have been referencing me as Cosmo for the last?
Do you prefer Cos?
Comstock, Cos could be any of the ones, but okay. I'm just
whatever you prefer, man.
As to where this originated from.
Should we not?
It's not what?
Call you Cos or Cosmo?
I mean, it depends on why you're calling me that, I guess.
It's whatever you prefer. Like, we don't have to stick with that.
It's just like when we call Rebecca they, them, and we are not 100% sure why.
Me either.
That's my they, them is Cosmo.
Well, that's what we all thought.
Yeah, it's a name.
Listen, people change and they grow, but you kind of have to like keep us up to speed. You can't be upset if we're not like with it, if you haven't told us anything.
Well, I thought you were referring to Rebecca as Cosmo because of her green background, like the fairy from the Fairly Odd Parents.
I mean,
we've talked about this, and no one here
is gay. Oh,
is
that where
the
name came from?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, I never even put that together. I thought it was like Cosmo Kramer. Whatever. I don't know.
Okay. I thought it was because he's Greek.
Yeah. Can you just answer the question? I feel like you're dodging your improv part.
I truthfully don't know what's going on right now. And so I can't tell you. I can't make a guess on what's going on.
Okay,
he's
Rebecca.
A dodgy little specimen.
All right. All right. We'll tell him. We're going to come clean.
No, no, no. I want you to...
I knew that.
Rebecca, do you not want to guess what was happening on my... Although you know.
Yeah, I know, Rebecca, so I can't guess. I already have a fully formed opinion.
Okay, well then tell us what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
Oh, so, man.
If Cosmo wants it, he gets it.
That's
whatever
exactly
you want.
What I want. I need to know.
So we posted that tease on our social media to basically bring people into... the podcast that we posted where we live reacted to a 2-hour radio segment that the station down the hall did about me and my social media. And I would say this is one of the rare times where we didn't really have to be clickbaity about the tease. Like, they literally did say, "Kill that bitch" on air. Although I guess with the context, it does change the tone a little bit. But basically, I live in Tampa. And if you're not familiar with my history with Tampa, it's where most of my family lives. I always give Tampa a hard time for not living up to its potential. There's a lot of things that I roast Tampa for, like not having good restaurants. The architecture is not great. But I do it in a very like funny, ha-ha, joking, roasting way. Like when you have a close friend and you give them a hard time about something. Like that's my relationship to Tampa. So anyway, I started this job almost two months ago. And so I just started making all these videos and they've gotten really popular on social media. Like some of them have like tens of thousands of views. And so I just keep making them. Well, they got around to some of my coworkers at this station called The Bone. And the best way for me to describe The Bone is the Barstool Sports of Tampa. So think of Barstool Sports, but for guys in their 50s in Southwest Florida. And this producer on one of the shows brought me up for some reason and said that he thought my social media was unacceptable. And they basically went on this tirade about what a bad idea it was to put out those videos. They called me a bitch a couple times. And it's all radio. Like, it's really something I'm taking in stride. Like, I'm not really taking it personally, but it was just kind of a shock because nobody really said anything to me about it. Like the only reason I heard about it is because I lost my badge and one of the people on the show had to let me into the building. And she was like, oh, and by the way, we talked about you yesterday on The Bone. And I was like, okay, like, sounds good. And then when I heard more of the full context, I was like, oh, y'all talked about me.
You think that girl's on your side?
She was the nicer one out of everybody on the show. But I mean, really, like, my only qualm with the situation was I don't really care if you use me for content. Like, that would be so hypocritical considering how many times I've talked about my friends or family on the radio. But considering that I'm new to the building, I would have appreciated some kind of courtesy email just being like, hey, this is all, we need content. Like, we're just having fun, that kind of thing. And I would have been like, oh, whatever. But instead, I've heard it through the grapevine, like, several times. And so when I listened to it, I was like, oh, this is just kind of jarring coming from people I don't really know that well. And if you haven't listened to any of it on me and Scotty's podcast, which is the Unfiltered podcast, here's a little snippet of what we were talking about.
Abby's a new one here on Magic. She does the mornings with Scotty.
Yeah.
And she hates Tampa. Yeah, she hates Tampa.
Does she hate Tampa?
She hates Tampa.
Oh, God.
Why? Talk to me. Talk to me, Goose.
She's always talking trash about Tampa.
I don't know. Magic doesn't strike me as the trash-talking radio station.
Yeah, maybe try and be nice about, maybe ask the questions. Here's the thing. It was on TikTok. I'm not following on any of my social medias, but it got on my algorithm.
So all of a sudden, they go down this rabbit hole. On your social.
That she was saying, and she got stitched too by this guy, this Gen X guy, who just was not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's a Gen Xer. He did.
He buried that bitch? Oh. I mean, her?
She's sweet little blonde, cute little girl. Like, she's adorable. She's been nothing but nice in the hallway. Super friendly. Like,
she
I just
hates
wasn't
everything your city stands for.
Yeah. She didn't say she hated it.
She'd probably say bad things about Mike Evans.
Exactly. Send her ass to San Francisco with him.
Right.
She said,
tell your story walking,
yeah,
bitch.
She just said.
Now I don't even want to ever hear her voice.
Now you just don't like her at all.
Now this bitch is dead to me.
I would like to ask her questions. I don't want to hate her. I want to find out her point of view first and find out.
Thank you, Monica.
Maybe there's something I don't understand that she can explain. And be like, oh, okay, now I understand.
What'd you say, Monica?
I'm going to kill that bitch.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
Monica.
What I heard.
I agree. Yeah.
The word hate might come out of my mouth if she's going to go like that on Thunderbug. Yeah. Because a little thundy.
I can't wait till she shows up wearing a Tom Brady jersey on Tuesday.
Well, then.
On Wednesday. How great would that be?
Unseen.
All of a sudden, Monica's on board. Guys, you know what you guys were talking about yesterday? I'm going to kill that bitch.
Fester all the hate. Yep.
How long since they recorded that has it been?
They recorded it as of today, like when we're talking about it. As of today. So like, obviously we record in advance. So when people listen to it, it will have been like 3 weeks, but it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so that's, how's it walking through the halls right now?
Yeah, is it awkward as all hell?
One of the guys doesn't live in Tampa. The other guy, I think, is a part-timer. And so he doesn't work the same hours as me. And the other girl I almost saw in the break room today, but I was like running and grabbing something, so I didn't really see her. So TBD.
You can take it in stride, but I am so pissed on your behalf because
you are.
Oh my God. Kyle was like, you have to calm down. You can't talk about this. You can't be like on, you cannot be on one and talk about this. But I am so pissed off after listening to your podcast because it was so unacceptable, so inappropriate. I got fully rage baited by what is obviously the Rage Bait Morning Show. So good job, guys. You fucking did it. Like, y'all ate that one little thing because I was baited 100%. I hate it when men call women bitches. I think it's so ugly. It's so disgusting. It's not funny. It's never funny. You sound like a fucking loser calling a young girl a bitch. When you, I looked them up, these men, you shouldn't be calling any Abby anything but a child of God, because God bless you. God bless you. This woman basically brought you up. I mean, it was all producing to like have some sort of like controversial moment. Just the idea that these people are like trying to give you advice, quote unquote, advice about success. My God, you have more success in your fucking pinky finger than the rage baiting radio station in Tampa. Like, oh, sorry. God.
Rebecca, they're going to hear God. This and they're going to play you on the bone.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Play me
talk.
On the bone. Play me on the fucking bone.
I'm scared. I don't want to be a part of this.
Fuck those pussies.
Yeah, I feel like we need to hear. I want to hear this stuff. That's crazy.
Well, you should listen on the Unfiltered Podcast. It's the episode that came out on March 23rd.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
They're being serious. Like, I thought this was like a jokey, haha, like, oh, welcome to Radio New Girl. Like, we're going to kind of talk about you and kind of dissect your social media. It sounds like they actually went in on you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, they literally, and listen, because this is what we do for a living, and I talk about people in my life so frequently on the radio that it doesn't hit personally for me, because when I talk about other people, I know it's really never that serious and it's never that personal. So if it is that personal for them, yeah, that's really hurtful. But I think I'm trying to just put myself in their shoes, where they have a 4-hour show to produce. You're constantly looking for things and people to talk about. My only qualm is I do think I should have gotten some kind of like courtesy heads up. Otherwise, it does feel a little not mean girl, not because I don't think she was trying to be a mean girl, but it does feel a little bit like, okay, I'm your coworker. You know, I'm going to have to see you.
Rebecca, I see you aggressively rolling your eyes right now.
They didn't call her a bitch twice. They called her a bitch multiple times. They were so fucking condescending.
All right, fuck these bitches. It's war. It's fucking war. I don't care. Clip all this all you want. Let me tell you motherfuckers one thing, and one thing's listen up. No, I mean, that's so fucked up. I don't get it. And it makes sense that they didn't send a courtesy email that they were going to talk shit about you, because they're like genuinely talking shit about you.
Is this like a shock jock show? What's the deal?
It's very shock jocky. Yeah.
Okay, then.
It's so funny you say that, because sorry, I was listening to it, and when Mikey and I drove down to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day, he had me listen to this podcast about like super classic.
The rise and fall of Opie and Anthony.
Yes. Super classic, like famous shock jocks. I'm like, I was listening to the audio clips that Abby pulled on the Unfiltered podcast of this other morning radio show. And I'm like, God, they just wish it was fucking 1996 and they could be on morning radio as shock jocks, because that's what they're trying to do. Mm. And that's the whole vibe. It's just so, it's so just like lowest hanging fruit. It's not cute. They don't even know what you're doing to like give you advice or like tell you that you're doing something wrong on social media, because obviously you're doing it right. And the fact that it's not personal, it's just produced, makes me even more upset, because at least if they were actually being real, then the passion would like make sense. But no, it's just for content and this rage bait bullshit. I think it's just like not real entertainment. I think it's rude. And that's all I've heard of them. So that's all I've got to go on.
All right. solution wise, do you think the best solution is to bombard their show? Like, go in there and like, I think a real conversation on their show will speak volumes of your character. And you're obviously taking this very well. I think that might be the way to go. And if it's not that, if that's too uncomfortable, you got to get their like main host on your show.
Well, here's
really get them.
Here's where we're at right now. So as of this recording, Scotty has reached out to one of the guys to come on our podcast. And from what I heard on their show today, he has no interest in coming on our podcast. But he's like, well, if they want to talk to us, they have to come here.
Oh, for sure. That checks out 100%.
But if you were to go on there, that is perfect exhibit A. It's like, you wouldn't even come on my show. Like, you're scared to come into my world, but you're talking shit about my world. Whatever. Yeah, I think there's a good opportunity to really make them look like a bunch of fucking fools.
Abby, yeah. Are they name dropping you like this entire time that they're going on these rants and like adding your Instagram and saying everything like very publicly about you?
Yes. Well, that was really the only thing I took offense to is A, just not getting the courtesy. Hey, we're having a haha laugh funny time. And also they're literally talking about my social media while simultaneously admitting that they don't follow me on social media. I'm like, you guys are my coworkers. The fuck? I mean, they called me skinny like 3 times, and so it really just...
That's all it takes.
It evens out.
Like, that's how I came up. They were talking about the skinniest, most wafery, thin girl in the office, and my name came to mind, and I'm supposed to be upset? Like, true.
Jesus wow. Christ.
No, and listen, the reason...
Focus up, Abby. You're thinking about the wrong things here.
No, I know. But, I mean, I guess that's why I'm just really not bothered by it. I'm like, A... you're scared to come on our podcast because, I mean, maybe you're not scared. Maybe that's not the reason why. They'd rather just come and have us bring my audience to them. So I'm currently in this decision where I'm like, do I swallow my pride being annoyed that they won't come on our show considering I was the one that was victimized on their show? Or do I take the free publicity knowing that I can hold my own in a radio capacity and go on their show? I don't know.
I got the solution. The reason that they don't want to just come onto your show is because then you get the clout off that or whatever. Here's the negotiation. I'll go on your show. You have to come on ours. Then it's mutually beneficial. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's what they're going for. I think that's if they don't agree to that, then still go on their show and just be like, what is wrong with you people? Like, yeah. This is all very obvious what you're doing.
We've got to find some kind of middle ground to where we both benefit from it. Because yeah. I'm like, at the end of the day, this is great radio drama. Like,
for sure.
I think that's why I'm taking it in stride because I'm like, this is why I got into the industry. Radio is an audio.
To be called a bitch.
Yeah. Well, it's like, big. And you hear, if you listen to the Unfiltered podcast today, for me, I think it is incredibly derogatory to call women bitches, specifically from men. But for me, I'm like, I can take that word and I can create my own ownership for it. Like, I was joking, calling myself a bitch, like, because for me, when they call me a bitch, it's derogatory, it's a hierarchy thing, they're trying to put me down. But I'm like, I can call myself a bitch because when I'm bitchy or snarky on my social media, it's one of the things that makes me funny. And so, like, that word, I just won't allow to hold power over me. You know what I mean? Like, you can call me a bitch because it's, like, the only joke you have in your book. But I can bring it back, and I can make it something that makes sense to me and my sense of humor and my brand. So I already ordered a hat on Amazon, and it says bitch, and I'm going to wear it proudly around the office.
No, I'm really glad that you're taking it in stride and you're not letting it affect you, because there's no reason you should let these people affect you at all, honestly. Like, zero reason. Even the things that they were saying that were like could even be qualified as constructive criticism were just fucking wrong. So it's like, what you can't take anything from like the shit talking that they were saying about you, because it was all wrong. Like, it wasn't actually like accurate to like what you're posting on your social media. Sure, you're posting like something that's like semi snarky, but not even really. It's obviously all tongue in cheek and it's all cute, but they just like went at it in such a way, just like the way they spoke about you. My God, listening to it, it infuriated me. But no, do not let, I'm really glad that you're not letting it affect you, because you should not.
How long has the show been around? I was just on the station Instagram. How long has the show been around? Is it pretty well established?
I don't know how long their show's been around. They're not the morning show. They're the midday show. So
oh
I don't
my
know.
God.
Oh, Wait, we're letting a midday show talk shit about you? Are you fucking... Get these fucking bums out of here. You know what? Everyone listening to this, let's just go flood their comments with a ton of hate. Let's just call them bitches.
No, we're getting sued for harassment. Stop.
No, that's not what I'm worried about. That is going to create engagement for them. I think that's what we avoid.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the lawsuit. I think that what they want is to be flooded from all of Abby's followers. The whole station Instagram has like 32,000. Abby, what do you have, like 75?
All right, everyone go on Abby's Instagram and call her a bitch.
I know, like literally as they're
the
calling
me. The bone sent me.
I'm like, calling me a bitch are Jackson and Mikey and myself.
Yeah, that's it.
And I just want to thank everyone who's been supportive from people who follow me or people from the Burt Show family. Like, I don't need to be enraged because I have so many people enraged on my behalf that I'm like, this is good. It stirs up engagement. It's good drama for you guys to follow. Like, so what, you know, they called me a bitch a couple times. It's fine. At the end of the day, I'm proud of the content that I'm putting out, and they wouldn't be talking about my content if it wasn't good and relevant for the Tampa Bay area.
I'm sure you have already thought of this, but you have so much audio for TikToks, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's gonna be a really good thing.
That's really good.
It is
do
really
a little
good.
Dance that's in front exciting. Of the bitch.
That's what I said. I'm like, we have so much content to put out that like is good for me and Scotty's brand. Like at the end of the day, our podcast is doing really, really well. It gave us something to talk about today. I don't know. Like that's kind of really all I have to say about it. I've talked about it out the wazoo all this week, and I'm sure by this point, because it's going to get posted in a week and a half, people are going to be like, "Jeez, this bitch is still talking about it."
Well,
Cosmo,
I was going to say, such is the world of posting anything publicly as a personality online. It's just way shittier when someone else has a public platform and can say things back to you. You kind of assume that things are being said behind the scenes, you know, from people in their living rooms or whatever, or in their car, but hearing it like that out loud can, I'm sure, be jarring, but you're taking it in stride.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
I think it's just it's karma for every time I've ever talked about anybody ever on my podcast or.
Yeah, but you never really like name drop people like that. You like are vague intentionally respecting people's privacy.
Yeah. And you don't talk about people like that. Even when people have been like terrible, you always give people the benefit of the doubt. You're not like, bury that bitch. Like, God.
It's also not the most shocking thing for someone to talk shit about a city in Florida. Like that's like very low hanging fruit, I think. And I for them to be appalled that you've done such a thing is also kind of strange to me.
And also that kind of content. Okay, we could have like 800,000 come with me to Tampa's secret hidden gem, tacos and the beach.
I think now I'm going to start making like satirical I love Tampa content.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, come with me to this secret gem in Tampa. And I take them to like Amalie Arena or Benchmark Arena.
No, to the Bone Studio.
Wait, that's so fucking funny.
Nobody has heard of this hidden gem here in Tampa.
This ripped couch is vintage.
Mikey, that's
this fat
so
guy's,
fucking funny.
He comes with the room.
I'm Mikey. I'm literally stealing that. I don't know how I'm gonna get a moment alone in the Bone Studio, but like I'm
engineers. You got to befriend the engineers to get in there.
I thank you for listening to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast. As always, send us your office drama to personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or Personality Hires Podcast on Instagram. And as always, you're listening to Abby, Rebecca, Mikey, and Cosmo. We'll circle back next week.
Pioneer. How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.